Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Everybody, I'm Madeline.
And I'm Ellen.
And we're here from the Madeline and Mommy Show. We would like to invite you all to be part of our team. You can find us on YouTube, IMDb, Blog Talk Radio, and all social media platforms under Madeline and Mommy Show, Mad Fashion Shows, and USA Lifetime Star Reporters. Send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com to find out how to get involved or how to get your discounted radio ad here on TAN Talk Radio and five other stations.
Thank you all so much
for your continued support.
God bless.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Woo! Hello, here we are, guys.
Hi.
It's the Madeline Mommy Show, and we're back here on TAN Talk Radio, and we're going to jump right in because I know we have a caller that's been on hold here for the last few minutes, and we're going to go right ahead and say hello to Marty Jean Lewis from the International Christian Film and Music Festival. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am fabulous. It's always nice talking to you. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah, really glad to hear your voice. And I know you have so much to tell us, a lot of new things coming up for next year's film festival. So we're just going to jump right in and go ahead and tell the listeners what it is that you do and what you have going on.
Well, sure. I wear many hats, but one of them is I do produce films. But I also run the International Christian Film and Music Festival, which is held in Orlando, Florida, each year. And we are celebrating our 12th year in 2024.
That's awesome. I know. We've been around, I think, for like 10 of those years. And I remember the first film festival that we were at of yours, and I recall that it had been probably the biggest red carpet event that we'd ever experienced.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys have been so nice and allowed Madeline to conduct interviews on the red carpet with many celebrities as well as filmmakers and directors and writers and actors. It's great. We really appreciate you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Madeline is a pro. I mean, she is so good. She's always been so great with people and interviews and all
Thank
of that.
You.
I'm so proud of you, Madeline.
Thank you.
I know, and a lot of the people that have been coming there over the years, they've commented how they've seen her grow from, you know, I mean, I think she was only like 5 or 6 years old when she started with you guys.
Yeah.
And now she's 15, going on 16. It's crazy. But
wow.
I know. I know. So I know that you've got some projects that you finally have released. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about some of that stuff.
Yeah, so Don't Say My Name is on YouTube. Everybody could watch it for free. It's about human trafficking. It's a very, very powerful movie. And I think a lot of people will be blown away by a lot of the stuff that is happening in the U.S. in our neighborhoods. So Don't Say My Name, you can watch it completely free on YouTube. We just finished filming Face the Beat, which is a feature film about a Christian DJ who struggles to find his identity and also struggles to find work.
Wow. And I know a lot of people can relate to that, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Especially in the entertainment industry when, you know, you want to be a DJ. It's not a normal thing. Especially growing up as a Christian, has a single mother. The mother does not like the idea, so he's getting pressure from mom to get a real job.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you definitely hit home with that one. That's awesome. And so I know you guys do a lot of filming, and you've got your Christian Film and Music Festival. And then tell us a little bit about 24 Flicks.
Yes, the 24 Flicks is a streaming platform that allows you to watch all kinds of family and faith movies, 100% free. And it's great for the whole family. So right now we have a lot of Christmas movies that you can watch. It's, like I said, all for free. You just go to 24flix.tv, or you could download the app and you could watch them all 100% free. There are hundreds of movies and shows to watch.
Yeah, and it's a brilliant idea, I mean, that you've come up with. Great concept. I know you have your own app also for the film festival, and you're always looking for volunteers to help out. Now, when is your next event, Marty?
So the film festival in 2024 is going to be in May, from May 1st to May 4th, at the same location at the Wyndham on International Drive in Orlando. Yes, we are always looking for some awesome volunteers who love the Lord, who just loves to give their time and their energy for something that is awesome.
Exactly, and it's well worth it, because not only, you know, do they get to serve and help the Lord and help everyone at that event, they also get to participate in all of the activities that are going on during that time, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's a great time. Great opportunity if you're in the entertainment industry, whether you're an aspiring actor, filmmaker, singer, just overall in the entertainment industry. You meet some great people, and you fellowship, you make some great connections, and you never know, you might end up in the movie.
And that's the truth. And I know we've been nominated a couple times for some of our short projects that we've had, you know, through the Madeline
right.
and Mommy show.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a great, not everybody wins, but it's just a great networking and learning experience for everybody, especially in the Christian religion. But what I would like to find out is, I know that you guys are always accepting submissions, right? You guys, and there's a deadline and all of that. Can you explain a little bit about that? Because I know there's a lot of filmmakers out there that probably would like to submit to your film festival.
Oh, definitely. So we do accept all kinds of submissions, feature films, short films, even student films. You can submit. We take documentaries. We also take music. And we take music videos, and we take TV shows. That's how you got nominated, I believe. So there's a variety of things that you can submit for. And the first deadline, I believe, is at the end of the year.
Okay. And so what does one need to do in order to submit their project?
So get your project ready and go to our website, International, spelled out, International, C as in Christian, F as in film, F as in festival.com. And then you click the submit button, and it will guide you to what you need to do.
Excellent. Okay. Well, and I know that you've also had a lot of celebrities grace your event as well, right? I'm sure you've got an amazing lineup already for next year.
Yes, we have been totally blessed to have some awesome celebrities that attend, that have spoken and participated and presented awards, and it will be the same thing for next year, same format, and it's going to be a great event and a great time.
As always, Marty, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to call in. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would like to just say to follow your dreams. I know a lot of times we are scared to take the first step because things are so uncertain and there's the fear of failure, and we sometimes don't know. But I think we need to follow our dreams. Otherwise, we will be in our deathbed one day wondering, what if I, you know, I wonder if I did, or, you know. So it's important to follow your dreams. Take that leap of faith and just go for it.
No regrets. I agree. Thank you so much, Marty, for taking time out, like I said. And it's always a pleasure having you on the show. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. much. Thank you, Bo.
Anytime. God bless you, Marty.
Have a nice night.
And we got calls, don't stop. We got Paloma on the line right now.
Oh, yay. We've got Paloma Martinez calling in here from Changing Rooms. Hi.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi. We're good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for inviting me into the show.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, Miss Beautiful. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. I missed you a lot.
Likewise. So tell the listeners who it is and what it is that you do.
Well, my name is Paloma Martinez. I am the founder of Changing Rooms USA. We are a local nonprofit organization that dedicates their time to help those in need with items such as clothing, personal items like shoes, etc. And we do events on a monthly basis. But the reason that we're calling in today is because we're getting ready for a very, very special event. And that is one that you've always been part of, and you're a great asset to this event. And thanks to you, we are able to reach other people and tell them about this amazing event.
Aw, well, thanks for always inviting us. And yeah, Paloma, it's for such a great cause, and I know you work so hard. So tell us a little bit more in depth about your event coming up, please.
Well, we do this event every year. What we do is we bring together all kinds of submissions, but especially toys. We do a Christmas event for the children that live in hotels. Some of these kids, they don't have the same type of Christmas that most of our kids do. They live in a little hotel with up to 7 people, adults, and their financial situation is not as great as ours, so they don't have the opportunities that most kids do. So our goal is to bring an amazing Christmas event for these children every year. We have succeeded in bringing those miles every year, but this year we need a lot of help. We need to collect at least 2,000 toys, and that is always possible through the good giving hearts of the people that are listening right now. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. And this year we need you again, and we need to come in strong, because I want this event to be the best. I want those kids to be happy and get everything that they desire.
I know, and you guys do go to any extreme to make those kids happy. We've brought some bicycles and toys in the past, and we're more than happy to help out. You've got some great characters. I know Wonder Woman is there, and I think I've seen the Grinch over there before, and it's just it's a lot of fun. Tell us the location, date, and time of that event.
Well, in this event, we're going to have even more characters.
Oh, yeah?
We are going to have an event full of characters. We're going to have Santa, obviously, and a whole bunch of people coming through. We're going to have a puppet show. We're going to have a band, a live band. We're going to have bouncy houses, cotton candy machine. We're going to have a food truck with free food for the community. We're going to have free clothing for everyone. And, of course, you know, all the toys that we can collect to give these kids. So we're going to have a lot of things going on. The actual location right now, Ellen, I don't have it.
Okay.
It's going to be in the South Orlando area on December 17th. But we're still negotiating the actual location.
Okay.
Our main focus right now is the toy drive. We need to collect all those toys to be able to make it happen, and that's the only thing that we really need right now.
Okay, so how do we direct people to you to do that, to bring you toys?
It's very simple. We have the locations of Morningstar Storage. Morningstar Storage is collecting all of our toys. This is where we process all the donations out to the community. And every time you bring in a toy, whatever you can bring in to donate, just mention Changing Rooms, and they will give you a free month of storage, too. So they can go to the location in Kissimmee at 1751 Ballpark Road, or they can go to the Orlando location, which is by the Florida Mall, 1600 Sunlight Path, or they can go to the Dovera Drive in Oviedo. So all those three locations are collecting all the toys for us.
Okay. And is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know, Paloma?
If you like to also sponsor the event, if you like to be a vendor or promote your nonprofit or business, you can contact me at 321-278-5223. We're assessing right now the vendor's opportunities.
Perfect. Real quick question. What inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Very simple. God. God inspired me. He commanded me. And that's why we're doing what we're doing right now. This is a personal commitment that I did with God many, many years ago.
I know we've known you quite some time, and you've helped us out tremendously over the years with our fashion shows, and we've helped you with your events, and I mean, it's just been a great a friendship, and I know that you've got some stuff coming up next year, too, so, you know, we'll be there. We'll have at least one of our reporters will be there to help, you know, conduct some interviews and whatever else you need, so we'll be in touch.
I know. I can't wait to see Madeline.
She's right here with me tonight.
I love you, my little girl. I can't wait to see you.
I know.
Can't well, you're not you that too. Little anymore.
Yeah.
No, she's not that little anymore.
Everybody's telling me that.
She has her learner's permit now. She's driving mommy around.
Well,
I know, right?
Maddie, you got to understand, you know, I've seen you since. I know you since you were such a cutie little pie.
I know. Aw, and she loves you, too. You're so sweet. Thank you so much, Paloma, for taking time out of your crazy schedule to call in tonight.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure to come in into your show.
Thank you. I hope you have a really nice night.
You as well. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, hon. We'll see you next month, okay?
We will.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Wow. All right. Well, so that's a very positive thing coming up. And also, we have our own event coming up. But this year's event is going to be virtual again, right?
Yes, it will.
Our MADS virtual fashion show is scheduled to air live on Facebook and YouTube on December the 23rd, 2023, before the end of the year. So that's going to be aired at 7 p.m. sharp. We have some amazing designers and models lined up this time. Next year, we will be at a location live. We'll be disclosing that after the new year. We're very excited about our live events. But this year, we are doing another virtual show. We've had some great luck with that. We have the Twin Clark sisters. They're going to be performing for us. We have designers such as Lisa Paragotti. We have Neva the Diva. We have... Maria Hernandez is going to be calling in here any second with her sassy, classy blings. And we've got some great models lined up for you guys. So make sure you catch that fashion show coming up on December the 23rd. And if you miss it, you can, like I said, check it out on the Madeline and Mommy Show on YouTube. Or you can find it on Facebook under Mads Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm. And if you're ever trying to find us to be in one of our fashion shows or one of our events, you can find us on pretty much any social media platform at Madeline and Mommy Show.
Yeah, and then if they want to do it and they want to reach out to us, what's the best way?
You can find us on, like I said, every single one of the social media platforms, or you can contact us by email. Our email is madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
And all you have to do is just send us a headshot with your name, age, and we'll get back to you.
Exactly.
And all of this is to help promote St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital.
Everything that we earn from this, from the event that we throw pretty much every single year, twice a year, goes to an amazing cause. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is. It's a great cause.
We've been doing this for a long time, too. So.
Oh, yeah. We've been hosting our fashion shows for over 10 years.
Yeah. And before the fashion shows, we used to do trikathons.
We originally started out by doing trikathons outside of my job, LA Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Bounce Boy over there. And
yeah, we had him on the show last month.
Bounce Boy was on the show last month, yeah. And we had a great time. But now it's evolved into all of this amazing fashion show stuff. So Well, I think we're waiting on our last caller, and I'm not sure where she's at. But I do want to say, Matt, you've done a great job tonight, as usual.
Thank you, but there wasn't much for me to do tonight. You guys make it so easy. All I gotta do is just sit here.
Well, we do our best. Yes, we do. And I know the holidays are upon us. Don't eat too much turkey, everybody.
I've lived through 34, almost 35 Thanksgivings. There was no such thing. I can tell you that right now. There was no such thing as too much turkey. No. But, all right, so I got to ask the two of you, with the holiday being next week, what's your go-to sides? Turkey's a given. What's your go-to on your plate? Turkey and what else?
Macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes.
You can keep the mashed potatoes, but mac and cheese, my girl. My girl.
I like deviled eggs and stuffing.
All right. Okay, I'll take the stuffing too. Deviled eggs? Nah. Go. All right, wait. What has to be a what's like two or three desserts that are given at the Maddie and Mommy house for Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin pie, for sure.
Okay.
And ice cream.
All right. Can either one of you make the pumpkin pie?
Yes.
Yes.
And we make homemade ice cream.
And ooh. Banana bread.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm more into the homemade ice cream than the banana bread, to be honest with you.
We make ice cream all the time.
Hey, well, is this like a family tradition, or is this something that's just recently started?
We've been making ice cream for a couple of years for Thanksgiving, actually, for like really? 5.
All right, which is ironic, because I've been doing that for the last 30 years. Started it with my cousins, and now I've had it down here, and the time I've been here in Florida, not ice cream, but homemade chocolate fudge.
Oh, wow.
Sounds good.
And well, the pandemic has changed that a little bit, because it's gone from straight up milk chocolate to either milk chocolate, white chocolate, or peanut butter.
It's a good variation.
Oh, yeah. And basically, the people I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving with this year, I said, you got your choice. Pick one. They said, peanut butter fudge. I'm like, that's dessert this year. You got it. It's like, you guys get the choice for what you want for Thanksgiving. My friends back home, Christmas tradition, milk and white chocolate fudge. I make 2 pans, divide them up amongst like 10 people, and mail it out.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry, but on my plate, I have a little bit of pumpkin pie with my Cool Whip. Okay.
Ooh. All right. Hey, you can never go wrong with Cool Whip.
Never. Ever.
Cool Whip is never a bad thing. Trust me. I've tried stuff without Cool Whip. It's not the same.
Exactly.
It's literally not. All right, so green mint chip ice cream, Cool Whip, and a little bit of chocolate sauce on top. Perfect.
It is. It sounds amazing.
We make pudding every year, too.
Ooh.
What is it? Peppermint, I think.
Wait, peppermint pudding? No, that's a thing?
Pistachio pudding.
Oh.
With marshmallows.
Yes, marshmallow.
Okay, where do I sign up for this? You two, instead, forget hosting a radio show. You two need to own up your own bakery. Seriously. With all this good stuff, come on. You guys can make a killing out here, especially in the summertime with all the cold desserts. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for keeping us company, because I just got a message from Miss Maria. We're going to pray for her. Her mom had a fall, so she's at the emergency room, so she won't be able to call in this evening.
All right.
But Miss Maria is one of our designers for Matt's Fashion Show. She's a sassy, classy blings lady.
There you go.
If you want to get a hold of her, contact her on Facebook under Maria Hernandez, and she's got some amazing jewelry.
There you go.
She does.
Anything you want to say, Mads?
I just want to say thank you to all the listeners for listening tonight, and I hope you have an amazing night and a good day tomorrow.
God bless you. We love you all, and happy Thanksgiving. This is a Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection special. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.